Well, hey, little hi. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a, you know, some days you come in here and nothing's going on. Other days you come in and it's just a pretty amazing.
What kind of day is today?
News day. It's an amazing news day.
Oh, there's
day.
So much going on.
Well, the big deal.
Where have you been?
I mean, have you had your head in the sand before the show? Happened like a short time ago. Happened this morning.
Oh, the thing.
The Pope.
Right.
Yes. The you know, the whole Pope thing with Ratzenberger or Pope Benedict resigning
personally
his papacy.
I didn't even know they were allowed to quit.
Yeah, see, you don't know anything about it.
First to resign in 600 years.
Why do you mock?
I don't.
Why do you mock?
I don't. You already
have
that mocking?
You to me already have a Oscar. You should turn your light on over there. Do you not have the light on normally?
I turn.
I don't see
usually.
Either one of you boys. There you go.
Yeah,
I was wondering why I look so dark in here.
Now you know.
Turn on your heart light.
Yeah, that's the big news of the day. And it's a huge international news story.
And it was a surprise. Very that's
shocking.
Another thing that's
very
wild about it. Yeah.
Big surprise that Pope Benedict is resigning. They're speculating that it's his health.
Yeah.
He's an 85-year-old man, and that's old.
He says he's frail.
His lifestyle has finally caught up to him.
Yeah, I mean, he's the same age I will be when my kid goes into second grade.
And that's when you'll be resigning from the PTA.
I'll be resigning from
First man in 600 years to resign from the PTA.
From fatherhood. Yes, Oscar.
I heard he had a case of the spiewax.
No, he's got a case of the dugs.
Case of the spiewax.
Oh, the symptoms.
But, I like that.
But you know, you say I don't understand. Now I do know that there is a. Even though I'm a fallen Catholic, I suppose.
So am I.
We all are. Oscar's probably the best Catholic. But you have a deeper under. Check out his new book, Oscar Santana, the best Catholic,
the best kind of Catholic.
But you have a.
Do you still go to Mass?
Oscar? I do when I visit my parents.
Very good. Okay.
It's out of guilt, though.
So technically, you still go to Mass.
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to.
Okay. See? All right. Well,
Do you still watch Mass for shut-ins?
Of course, every Sunday.
I know you do.
No, you know that I lived it and breathed it. I got up in the morning Sundays through my 13th year on this planet. I would go to Mass every single Sunday. Yeah. I would go to Holy Days of Obligation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I would go to the Stations of the Cross. I would do. I did the whole Catholic thing, and I've always been kind of close to the Catholic Church.
When you were a young program director, you worked at a couple of Stations of the Cross, didn't
you? Yes, I did. Oscar, Rob,
but
so confused.
Yes,
you,
I did.
You were really a great dyed-in-the-wool Catholic, and also didn't it continue your Catholicism? It kind of continued into your college career, right?
Well, not that it continued, but I through sophomore year, I probably still went to Mass, and I've always been, I've paid attention to it. I kind of know what's going on.
So do you understand what's going on over there?
Who are you talking to? You know. You've worked with me for almost 30 years. You know.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is the setup.
I pay attention.
I know you do. You follow the staff, and it's great. You got the dogma. You got the rule book. You know what's going on.
Well, I mean, it's going to because he is going to resign, I think he said February 28th.
He's given 2 weeks notice, basically.
And and they will immediately name a successor to him. So, I mean, this is a very efficient bureaucratic organization. Make no mistakes about that.
Well, if you know Mike O'Mara, you know the ABCs of Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
It's the Red Sox.
Right.
It's the Capitals.
Yes.
And it's Catholic life.
That's right. Catholic life.
And
what are you asking?
I want to know if you can explain to me what's going to happen in the Vatican from now forward.
Oh, it's easy.
Really?
I mean, it's
easy.
Well, it's complicated for people that don't know it,
because
I've studied it.
You're a student.
I'm glad you're here.
So you understand the different colors of smoke, all that stuff.
I do. Well, that's what everybody knows. Let me get to it.
Okay, please.
And then we'll move on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pope Michael.
Okay, on or about February 28th, the College of Cardinals will arrive on the Holy See bus at the Vatican, where they will be escorted past the Basilica of the Roman Candle into the Apostolic Stadium, through the Tunnel of the Bishops, past the Leprechaun, and into the outchamber of the Swiss Guard, where everyone will have a good view of the papal portal.
Interesting.
That's step one.
Yeah.
After the hazing of the clerics, Mickey, the wing commander of the diocese, will empty all the remaining papal dispensations into the episcopal goblet, where the top five ranked cardinals will bless the skittles and escort the new pope into the heated robe room for the traditional washing of the fingers.
Well, okay, now this much.
That's the early stage.
This much I knew.
Right. Now the fun really begins. This is what I think most people pay attention to,
right?
Because of the media. The media starts to cover
this.
After the Pope is assisted into the liturgical costume and sprayed with incense, the priestly fraternity will watch him slowly walk past the Horn of the Redeemer into the Monastery of the Lady of the Crickets, where the final selection will occur after a box lunch.
Okay.
Now, what about the white smoke? You were
asking about the white smoke.
Everyone asks about that.
Well, you know why? Because it's fun.
Well, that's the only moment in the public, or as we are referred to by the College of Cardinals, the many targets. That's the only part that we get to share.
Right.
Inside the smoking room, or in the traditional Latin, which is called the Dubulus Canabecti Sanctum, the College of Cardinals will participate in the ecclesiastical sparking in conjunction with the Society of the St. Phil Choir. No singing. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
all right.
I mean, even
you know that.
Even I know that.
It's because it's the St. Phil Choir. Not there is no singing with this choir.
Come on, get your
head
out
of here. You know what
I'm talking about.
That's where the new people, the new Pope, rather, will be washed again and helped into the truss of Gregory, doused with the celebratory oil, and covered with newspaper until the back judge of the Vatican, Semite, declares that he is pure of spleen. At that point, the pontifical jewels will be inserted carefully into all the right places.
Right, okay. Right.
You know about that. Yeah. The new Pope will finally slip into the robes of motu proprio. The stove of the Holy Order will be lit, sending a cloud of really good white smoke up the chimney of St. Marley and out into the air of St. Peter's Square. And we, the Catholics around the world, will have a new Pope.
And that's all there is to it.
This is
pretty cool.
So
the pageantry of this.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a big deal.
Sure.
And as the world celebrates, you know, we'll see that at that point. We'll know we have the new Pope. We'll have the...
That's the public part.
And we'll rest easy.
Right. And then at that point, the College of Cardinals will leave the conclave, retire to the Hall of the Proclaimers, where they will strip down to their sweats for some cards and dice, followed the Feast of the Seven Touches, as the new Pope is welcomed with thunderous applause. And he, along with the Cardinals and their personal assistants and publicists, will enjoy the blessing of the feet, followed by the traditional papal dinner.
Well,
we'll have a new Pope.
That's interesting. What do they serve at the traditional papal dinner?
Come on. Pizza.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Dan, it's you.
Oh, hi. Yes, Lewis, it's me.
I thought it was a drugstore.
Oh, are you sick?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I feel great. Just ordered some more vitamins and stuff. I was just exercising. I taped 20-minute workout on my machine and played it back at high speed, so it only took 10 minutes. I got a great workout.
Good.
You want to come in for a mineral water or something?
Oh, I'd really like to, Lewis, but I have to go to rehearsal now. Excuse me.
No sweat. I'll take a rain check on that. I always have plenty of low-sodium mineral water and other nutritious foods in the house, but you already know that.
Yeah, I know that.
Listen, that reminds me. I'm having a big party for all my clients. My 4th anniversary as an accountant, you know, and even though you do your own tax return, which you shouldn't do, I'd like you to stop by, being that you're my neighbor and all.
Well, thank you, Lewis. I'll really try to stop by.
Listen, that reminds me, you shouldn't leave your TV on so loud when you go out. The creep down the hall phoned the manager.
Well, that's strange. I didn't realize I left it on.
Oh, yeah, you know what I did? I climbed on the ledge and tried to disconnect the cable, but I couldn't get in, so you know what I did? I turned up my TV real loud, too, so everyone would think that both our TVs had something wrong with it. Okay, so I'll see you later, huh? I'll give you a call. I'm going to have a shower.
Let's get down to business.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded worldwide 17 million times. We are powered by Encore Insurance, and we're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Monday, February. Is this the 11th?
It is all day.
Wow. And our show today is brought to you by Pro Flowers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she wants flowers.
Sure.
You might be like me and you got them for her early.
Oh,
nice.
My lady should have her flowers by the time she listens to this show.
Wonderful. Wow, that's great.
Because I'm a good guy and I know she wants them.
Yeah.
Don't be the guy who blew it on Valentine's Day. Go down to proflowers.com for on-time delivery today only. 2 dozen romantic rainbow roses. This is a new offer for them.
2 dozen?
And a glass vase for just a glazed vase.
That's what it is.
For just $29.99. Upgrade to long stem roses, gourmet chocolates, and a spa kit for just $9.99 more. Use the code TMOS at 800-PRO-FLOWERS, or when you click the microphone at proflowers.com, make us look good.
Yeah, do that.
There are a dozen people every hour telling you to go to ProFlowers, but
get it.
We're the ones that want credit.
And you know what?
That's right.
You make yourself look great by making us look good.
Amen.
Yeah.
You won't beat the price. We all use ProFlowers year-round. I did get the spa kit, and I got the chocolates.
Wise.
And I got the 100 blooms of love.
For her, for you, that spa kit.
The spa kit for me.
I know.
Fresh for a week or your money back. Don't go anywhere else. Go to ProFlowers.com and use our code TMOS. Today on the program, Rob has a major announcement.
Ooh. Huge.
My wow. Now listen, did you communicate your announcement to any of the other boys or
only
your best friend?
Only my buddy,
okay,
Mark.
Very
I
good.
Have no idea.
My weird nightmare, the Grammys. I think with the Grammys, it's the every other year plan.
Really?
I think they have a great year and then a horrible year.
I think it might be 1 in 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I know last year I loved it.
I blame the wardrobe.
I could not
stand
it.
Do you remember how much you drank last year as opposed to this year?
Maybe I had a few more cocktails.
I really liked it.
Of course you did.
Of course you did, because you're a young hipster. Or you
I'm not
pretend
a hipster.
To be.
It was, you know what? I was really waiting for the award for smallest jacket, because the jackets got so small on all the stars. It was horrible.
Well, you know, we can... After your announcement, we'll talk about the Grammys. Got two movie reviews. Went to see two theatrical releases this weekend. Chinese New Year. I'm nervous about today's show.
Be not nervous.
I can tell.
Yeah. Well, it's I live here.
I know.
The cops come here.
For now.
So I just want to get this over with.
Yeah. You've got the shortest commute.
Yes, I do. I have to pay the price.
Yes.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man. I will be celebrating Chinese New Year along with my colleagues.
And
today.
Do you celebrate it or observe it?
What? No.
I brought those
are M80s.
No, those are just for display purposes only.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. And you would never
want
to.
What the hell? You've got dynamite in my living room.
You would never want to hollow out a cigar and put one of those in it.
What the hell? Those are massive.
I didn't bring them from home.
Where did those come from?
They didn't come from listener Eric Gregoire. I know that.
Take those home when you go home.
I will.
You're not putting those in there. And then I say we're going to
put
them in.
Putting them anywhere.
So I say we're going to put them in a big trash can.
A metal trash
can.
And
Oscar's responsible for getting the trash can. And he goes into his storage closet at home and brings a metal vase.
He brought a champagne bucket.
That's an ice chest.
It really is.
So he brought an ice chest going, hey, couldn't. What was your excuse
for
this?
Well, the only metal trash thing I could find is a 55-gallon drum.
Well, what's a standard size trash barrel?
They don't make a metal anymore. They're all plastic.
What we were looking for is a 13-gallon trash can. I think that's about the size we want.
Well, can we put it in?
If you go to Bed Bath & Beyond, it's all plastic.
Really? Well,
yes.
Can we put it in plastic?
Now, there's something
I've
we
got
have.
Extra plastic.
In our country, we have something called a hardware store.
But aren't they going to, aren't they in that little container? Bring that. Go.
They're going to be fine.
Out.
It's going to be
Josh, go out and get that container that's outside. Wake up, Josh, for God's sake. It's
He's
Monday.
He's watching the video.
He's very excited. Very well, it's a great show.
Studying.
Let's see. This
Mike,
is
you're
going
to be fine. You know, really,
don't be nervous.
The firecrackers would be okay even just on your porch. Just on the floor, they'd be fine.
That's sexy right there.
Where did you acquire this?
That's my trash can for my bathroom.
Quite a sacrifice.
You decided to make a big deal out of it.
Here, intern, you take it.
Now, rub your eyes.
Cooties.
I think it's going to be fun, because even if we lit the firecrackers out on the porch, on the floor. Plain,
we're not lighting them on the porch.
Did you not hear me say
nuts.
If? Did you not hear me say if?
Well, we're putting them down on
the
walkway.
On the concrete.
Okay, if we
with
did
a
it,
bunch of people standing around,
you
like,
would still
complicit.
Be fine. You would still be fine. But the fact that you have some sort of corral, you're going to be great. And that's going to amplify the sound.
Yeah.
2.3.
Well, should be fun. All I know, listeners, is that
show business, baby.
It's a reason for you to stay through the entire show.
Please
today.
Do.
Right.
Because right before we go to the audio vault, we're going to light these off.
That's right. It'll be a celebration of the Chinese New Year with our old friend, Ten Fingers Santana.
Jesus.
The year of the snake.
Wow.
Safety first.
I want to talk about the sports over the weekend. I ranted a little bit and got no response. I ranted about TV sports coverage, about the Pebble Beach AT&T. So probably nobody watches it anyway. But it pissed me off. And I'm finding moments of like that more and more, about the 1%, the haves and the have-nots.
Sure.
Now that I'm a have-notter, I pay more attention to those things.
Makes you bitter.
Yeah, it does. I'm a bitter, angry man. And we'll probably not get to this on today's show, but I became aware of this. George Bush's hacked emails or whatever they hacked.
Yes.
They found George Bush's, I am not making this up.
This is true. I can vouch for this.
Bathroom self-portraits.
Really?
Yeah. Take that as you wish.
This is the mind of the leader of the free world.
The elder or the son?
This is W.
Of course it is.
This is W. And we will, this needs a long segment. We need to talk about this tomorrow.
Right.
We'll probably get to it tomorrow on the show.
Wonderful.
And maybe we'll get to the Ray Lewis statue. They're building a statue.
Well, that's
Ray
Lewis. That's
as they should.
Yeah.
As they should.
Go Ravens.
But ladies and gentlemen, that's not why we're here today. We're here today because our colleague, Mr. Rob Spiewak, has a major announcement.
I can't imagine.
I texted Mike this weekend.
And kudos to you for keeping this in your pants all
week. Yeah.
I texted Mike this weekend. I said, please do not name your son Linus. And you were slow getting back to me, and it was driving me
crazy.
Yeah,
because my phone was a million different places.
Interesting. I said, you didn't care.
Please don't name your son.
I've been bad about this. I had a bad weekend.
Linus.
I mean, I had a good weekend, but my phone wasn't with. Shut up, Oscar.
Because, you know, Mike, there's a 75% chance that you're going to have a son. And I right. didn't want you yes. to name him Linus.
Yeah.
Because that is the name that Carrie and I have chosen uh-huh. for our new puppy.
A puppy!
And I brought a photo that we
Rob
can pass
has
around.
A little puppy, Linus.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's
you
cute.
Have become a dog owner.
Yes, after, and you know what? You did push me towards it, but right? it was always part of the plan.
Sure. I'm all for your kids. Your kids have to feel great
yeah, that's
about
great.
This.
Yeah.
Are they happy?
What kind
are
of puppy
they thrilled?
Is it?
Oh, they're outstanding. They're good. Just and I'll tell you the story of surprising them with it, which was
wonderful,
great.
Wonderful.
He is half lab. Half a German Shepherd, uh-huh. but I see Boxer
great,
in his
yeah,
face.
Great dog.
Yeah, and his
yeah.
paws, his
yeah,
little and, white paws.
Good looking dog.
He's going to be a big one.
Absolutely oh, yeah. gorgeous. You got this at the pound?
He is a rescue.
Oh,
he
that
is
9 weeks
old.
So and, not from the Amish.
No, not from the Amish. But you know, it's funny. You rescue, and they also rescued a lot of money from me.
Yes.
So even
I
the,
thought you get your dogs for free when you get
no.
them from
no,
the
No, you have to pay for the organization and the shots.
How much shipping?
How much did the dog set you back?
$275
uh-huh.
and
Whoa!
Plus, and plus, I'm still gonna have to have him neutered.
That's right.
About
I thought,
right.
I thought like you
it's
get a shelter
free.
Dog,
it's
you
not
get
free.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
Yeah, it kind of is.
But that's how they offer this. I mean, the fact that there's even a place that takes in animals that people don't want.
Is
right.
this
amazing.
The traditional go to the pound?
No,
or?
this is an organization. They're based in Reston, but I think they're called Paws of Herndon, P-A-W-S,
right.
and they
right.
were fantastic. He was.
What
spotted,
else do you know about Linus?
He was spotted on Pet Finder on Friday. Sent the application Friday afternoon.
Wait, can I? Who spotted him?
Jessica found him.
Jessica, the Pilates instructor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. She's been after me.
Hello, Rob. Listen, I found something that's going to be perfect. Oh, no wonder you got the dog.
Yeah. yeah.
You wouldn't have gotten a dog. You wouldn't have gotten a dog if, like, you know, if RJ had found it for you.
No. As a matter of fact, RJ.
That's a great idea, Jessica. We're going to adopt it and come on over and yeah. celebrate.
RJ found me a puppy at one point, and
really?
When by the time he told me about it, the dog was six.
He was a 9-week-old dog when he told you about it.
That's right.
But the kids have been, they've championed Jessica in the cause. So they've all been working against me to get a dog for a long time.
Oh, hey, well, your kids are smart. What better way to get you than to go right through your balls?
They knew he'd listen
to her. His Achilles heel.
So Jessica sent the dog to Carrie.
His Achilles scrot.
My Achilles ball. So they sent Jessica sent the link from it was Pet Finder. Sent it to Carrie.
Oh,
and Carrie's reply was, what did Rob say? And when she tagged me in Facebook, I saw it, and I said,
"It's a gorgeous dog."
It is.
And you know what?
It
I told the kids. I've been telling them for over a year. I said, "When we get a dog, the perfect dog, we're going to find it. He exists." Because what I wanted them, I wanted a mix. I wanted it to maybe have some Shepherd. I wanted to have some Lab.
Really, I thought.
But
really, I thought
to be
of you as more of a purebred guy.
Yeah. I wanted. Well, that's just me and my.
I thought of him more as a Maltese kind of guy.
I thought him more of as perhaps a Doberman Shepherd mix.
Something angry.
Something that you know used to guard. Concentration camp.
Well, I'm sure once with training, this dog will be mighty adequate.
So, but it's got German Shepherd in it.
It does.
You wanted a little German Shepherd.
He hates Mark already.
So is it adorable?
It's amazing. Got the call from them at dinner on Friday night, and what was great is Robert was having a sleepover, and Julia was at a function at school. I, by the way, got out of going to the Star Wars movie.
Oh, good.
Because when Julia found out that I was interested, she says, "Well, we were just kind of hoping."
Explain what the Star Wars movie.
They were
is.
Doing a
radio rules.
Well, we mentioned it on Friday.
Right.
They were doing a showing of.
Not everybody that listens to the show is in the mob.
Well, they should listen every day.
It's called a callback
with a notepad. Mm-hmm. They were doing a PTA fundraiser at Julia's school. They were showing Star Wars in the auditorium.
And you were talking about how, you know, if you're going to see this type of cinema,
right.
you want to see it on either your great surround sound system
right.
or in a theater where they've got the the quality surround
right.
sound. Oh, look, I see. I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
That's another. Oh,
I
look at the little
pictures.
Puppy. And it's a male.
Yeah, obviously.
Rob that's all wonderful. Snug-a-bug with
all
the dog.
All male.
Oh, that's look at you being nice to the dog.
It's so tough.
Just for the picture.
It is so tough not to pick this dog up. He is
I'm sure.
So
very cute.
Well, why don't you pick it up?
I do.
Oh, okay.
But it's putting him down is the trouble.
Because he's so cute.
So
you're a dog lover.
I'm a dog lover, and
you never have been. That's the thing.
No, I've always liked dogs.
Right.
Just never had a dog.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so, even as a kid?
No, we had my grandparents had dogs
right,
because
so,
when my folks were together,
you never
before
had a
what
dog
we call the breakup.
Uh-huh.
My father's dog allergic, so it was hard for us to have dogs.
Okay, and so it's HBS that made you not have dogs.
No, but we always had cats growing up because my mom likes cats. Okay. And my mom was the boss.
See, that's wrong.
It's not the same.
That's why you didn't play sports. It's wonderful. Because you had cats.
I don't play sports, Mike, because I'm a queen. That's why.
That's it.
Why must you always find the causal relationship of everything?
Because I'm Irish, and I gotta like to do that. I like to blame.
So to button it up, Julia told us, "Oh, I'd like a ride to see Star Wars, but I don't want you and Mom to come."
Oh, that's awesome.
So I said, great, we'll drop you off. And so she was gone for 2.5 hours. Carrie and I went to dinner, got a call from the shelter. Mm-hmm. They said, we can bring it by about 4 o'clock tomorrow, and you can have a one-day audition. And I think really what it is, they want to know if your home is suitable for a dog.
Right.
And our home is okay. We've got a small but fenced-in backyard.
Perfect.
We have a deck, and we have, you know, a good field behind the house where you can run and play and dig.
And dig.
And so I'm at the
He's so cute. When you sent me the picture of him over the weekend, I thought he was adorable.
Yeah,
really,
awesome.
For a mix, he's just a gorgeous dog.
And
it's
the best thing about him is white. Everyone can agree on him, by the way.
Right.
Even the boss. Mm-hmm. He has what is so great. He has white paws.
Right. And you knew if it was Rob's dog, he had to have some white in him.
Yes, clearly. Very pure.
And some German.
And
some German and some white.
That's right.
Rob would be happy.
His eyes are brown, but we're going to let that slide. his tail has a white tip, and his tail also has a ring of black.
And where did Linus come from?
He came from, his mom was given up in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know who the dad was. Sort of like me.
So often the case.
So
in dog communities.
The was adopted by this shelter
now,
in Reston.
Qualify that. There are going to be people that are going to hear that. And
was
HBS really
Bob
your
Spiewak
father?
Is going to be questioned as
he's really your father.
He truly is my father.
Yeah, I can
he
tell
is.
By the way you guys behave.
He is my father.
Horny.
Jessica, I think it's great. What does it mean to you if I get the dog?
Has she been over to see it?
Oh, twice.
Oh my God.
Sometimes how close twice. Do they live to you?
They live in Reston.
Whoa!
Not close.
Whoa!
Not
that's
all that
a
close.
Haul. They come across the river to see you.
But so, actually, when the dog got there...
Was your wife there when she came over to visit it the first time?
No. About an hour later, Carrie was there.
Not right.
She breaks through that door after a long day's work. Oh,
I did.
Hey, Jessica.
I did it for you.
Carrie should have been almost there, but you see, it was...
This is the sexiest thing you've ever done, Rob.
For me.
This is the sexiest thing
Thank you
thing
for doing this
done.
For me. The dog actually was early, so we had taken the kids jumping.
I have no plans when I come in here. I know he's going to talk about his dog.
Right.
I have no real plans to go in that direction.
Well, no.
Just,
we
can't.
Happens.
People should understand that listen to this show. We can't help ourselves.
1 + 1 = 2.
Every time, Oscar. That, for our next edition, it's ass plus hole. See if we can figure that one out.
All right, put it in its playpen. Come upstairs with me. Thank you.
Now, that morning, I took the kids to a horrible place called Rebounders.
What's Rebounders?
It's a big trampoline place.
I thought that was where divorce people go to
trampoline
get a new relationship.
You pay a certain fee, and for a half hour, the kids can go into like a huge trampoline arena and jump around and go crazy.
Sounds fun.
I hate Rebounders because it always smells like pizza because there's birthday parties all the time.
Nice.
And it
sounds like a Mark Ronick bio.
Oh. That's
God.
Oh. Happy Monday.
I can't help myself. Wrong with me? You know, sometimes you wake up on a Monday and like you took your comedy pills over the weekend. I had to get back and see you guys. I was getting bored.
Yes. So the kids at this point have no idea that there's a dog even in the works.
Welcome to Rebounders.
And now our new mascot, Mark Ronick, Captain Bounceback.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. So what is Rebounders again?
It's
I'm sorry.
Big trampoline-like environment where the kids can go and run and jump.
A trampoline gym?
Yeah, sort of. And I hate it. So I knew the
dog
was
like
coming.
Feet?
Yes.
Yeah,
it does. I love the kids in their rented helmets.
So they have to wear helmets?
Yeah, because it's safe and stupid.
Life.
That's horrible.
So, yeah, it is bad. But I knew
such a horrible area to live in during the winter.
Or any time.
Just like gray. We don't even get snow. You know, if we have that snowstorm, the kids could go out and sled and
Something,
ski and
yeah.
do that. Dang. What do we have here? Hey, welcome to Rebounders. It's a warehouse with trampolines.
And it is. And it is
and
a warehouse.
Some douche that's like charging what's about $5 to get in, $9.95 to get in?
Oh, it's a lot more than $5.
How much is it to get in? How much is the douche think bought trampolines and put them in a room. And has the great entrepreneurial idea so his wife can buy new granite countertops.
I think it's like $12.50 for 30 minutes.
Oh, you know, we
had a, but Carrie
the
had a
kids
group,
love it.
Carrie had a Groupon, but here's the deal. You get there.
Great ideas. Is there a mouse or anything? A stuffed mouse that walks around? Or
no, there's
like
Captain Jump. No, it's Captain Rick O'Shea. He's the bad mascot.
You're
and
kidding
he doesn't
me.
Walk. No, he
see,
doesn't,
I knew, could I write the business plan?
He doesn't walk around, but anybody he's photographed could. Everywhere.
Welcome
doesn't,
to Rebounders.
He's Rick O'Shea. He's like a robot.
It really is something you can have in your own backyard. But, sure. We put it in a warehouse and put seven of them up there, and we're going to charge you $12.50. Here's Captain Rick O'Shea.
But when we get there, it's been open for about 20 minutes, and there's already an hour wait to jump.
Oh my God. Wow.
But luckily, money. Mike,
there's an
luckily,
hour wait. Wait, you pay to get in, and then you have to wait to jump?
But luckily, Mike, there's an arcade.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is lucky. So you can pay more owner. Money.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's a license to print money.
Who runs this name? Place? Jay Rosenberg? I mean, I'm curious.
I was working on a new act, actually, while we were waiting for the kids to jump. It's Rob Spiewak and the amazing disappearing $10
you know,
bills.
That would kill in this town.
Here?
Yeah. I'm going to find, let's find a warehouse and let's open our own one up.
Sure. Yeah. You just slandered it.
I know, but it's a money-making opportunity.
Would you provide the voice of Captain Rick O'Shea?
Who killed... You like to jump up and down? So, don't hurt your head.
At this point, like the kids are jumping. Jabril is with us. We don't. The kids.
Is Jabril able to use the trampoline?
Jabril lays down a lot.
Does he?
He crawls.
On the trampoline?
No, he's fine. He does great.
Does he really jump?
He jumps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then sure. He tires.
How many?
He's like the puppy.
How long will he stay on the trampoline?
I think I saw him
the
in
least
the,
amount of time of any child?
Yeah. 10 minutes is dicey, I think.
When does he ask for a snack?
Before, during, and after.
I know this kid.
Yeah.
Rob has painted such an accurate picture. I know this kid.
But he doesn't.
Rebounders.
But he loves being included.
Oh, that's great. Sure.
So we go, and I know that we're getting the dog, and to keep me company, John, Mr. Jessica, came along.
Yeah.
And
I know you love that.
I do. He's awesome.
Yeah, right.
And you know what?
Sure.
If it's not.
Keep your enemies close.
Came from Ruston.
And he brought his buddy, Brendan, who Brendan also jumped for about 2 minutes.
He's another young hipster, right?
He is.
Does
yes.
he pass out too?
No. He drinks and he gets very cerebral.
Did John get on the trampoline?
No.
Thank God he's wearing a helmet.
He did not. He did
John,
not.
John tends to pass out.
He does. He does. Right. So I knew that we were getting the dog. John and Brendan knew, but the kids had no idea.
Okay.
And we were shooting for 4 o'clock. We get out of there. We got to go to Costco. And I get a call and they say, we're going to be at your house at 3,
mm-hmm.
which means we've lost an hour.
Yeah. Okay.
And I said, oh, okay. And I need to figure out a way to give urgency to the kids to get them home without telling them why. And I said, oh my God, Jabril, don't you have a basketball game today? Which he did. Mm. And he said, yeah. I said, we've got to get you home by 3. We've got to go now. And they've never seen me so concerned about anything to do with
time.
Jabril ever.
Or
right.
Anything.
The
right.
time was the exactly. So we get.
That's good. So you're not really scaring them by saying there's a family
right.
emergency.
So I go to check out and I give John and Brendan some money to get the kids fed because I said we're going to have lunch at Costco.
Just out of curiosity, I'm trying to follow along with this story. Where right. is Jessica right now?
I think she was at a photo shoot. Preparing my Valentine's Day gift.
Okay.
No,
good.
She was at work. She couldn't be there because she
right.
was at work.
Yeah, she's stretching people out.
Right. She's on the reformer, Mike.
Pilates.
And then, so Robert gets a hot dog. Julia gets a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
John and Brendan each get a hot dog. And getting on his way to go to basketball, Jabril gets a very berry sundae.
That's what he wanted.
Yeah, it's like a pint of ice cream dripping with sugary strawberries.
And they sell that in Rebounders?
No, they sell it. We're at Costco now.
Oh, at Costco. Okay.
And so I said.
All warehouses for Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like Jesus. Big box stores.
This man, there is no human being that is more suited to where he lives than this gentleman.
I
right
love
here.
Where I live.
Right. I know. You do.
I really
you
do.
Like Rebounders and you
no,
like
I
Costco.
Don't like. Now, what did I ever say that made you think I liked Rebounders?
He doesn't like Rebounders.
Anyway,
that's the way Rebounders smells.
Yeah, I bet it does.
So
it does.
We get to my house at the exact time the rescue people are there.
How much are you out, incidentally?
Yeah, what did the
at
day
this
cost
point,
you
what
Rebounders?
Does this cost you?
This has been a big day.
And Rebounders and Costco combined.
Yeah, thousands and
like
thousands
bucks,
of dollars. And so they pull in behind me and I say to the kids, I say, listen, I need you to go inside. I got to talk to these people about something.
Okay.
And I'm kind of serious and they just go inside.
Yeah.
And
quite
they knew that I wanted a dog for my birthday and I was going to let them do it, but they had no clue.
Right.
So I see the dog and when I see him and the first thing he does is he licks my hand and he's beautiful and I know that this is not going to be a one-day audition.
So you'd never seen him outside of photographs.
No.
But so you didn't get a chance to gauge the temperament.
The minute I saw him, I knew he was the dog for us. So I picked him up and I go inside and I call. He's not yet made that noise.
Really?
He hasn't growled.
Is he too timid?
No.
Sometimes they can be too timid. No, although but he's not afraid of you.
I did find out that when he went into his crate for the first time today, he does know how to bark.
Oh, okay.
So right. He's not happy about that. But I brought him in, and I said, guys, and they came over. And I said, I wonder if it would be okay with you if I got my birthday present a little early this year. And would you like this dog to be our dog? And Julia burst into tears, yeah. Like happy
oh,
tears.
Oh, my God, that's the best.
Time, yeah. For the first time since she's been like a baby.
That's wow. The best.
And Robert,
oh, that's the best.
It was so, such a great surprise.
Sure.
He is mild-mannered. He's energetic when he plays, but he's polite. He responds to small commands thus far. Uh-huh. And this morning, he went to the door and waited when he had to pee.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome. Wow.
So he's almost, and he poops great.
You are lucky.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
The first time he barked was yesterday. Yeah, the first time he barked was yesterday. Yesterday, he saw his reflection in the refrigerator and barked at himself and scared himself. But he's passed that. And he's a big tail chaser.
Can you get some video?
Just like my father.
Can you get some video of the dog?
Absolutely. I was wondering if it would be okay if he came in one day this week.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll be back.
Linus!
With the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Ironic glue that for everybody.
What?
This segment of our program is brought to you by...
God forbid he'd poop on this carpet.
ScoreBig.com. They live here!
They can poop where they like.
That's one of my favorite things. He used to yell that at RJ. You don't live here!
It's a great time of the year for live sports, or maybe you want to take someone special to a concert on Valentine's Day. Either way, your first stop is ScoreBig.com to save up to 60% on the best tickets here and across the country. Every ticket on ScoreBig.com is below box office price, and there are never any fees. Stop wasting your money, people!
Yeah, Mike!
No matter what team or show you want to see, go to scorebig.com and check them out first. Enter our code, TMOS, and get an extra $15 off on your first order. That's on top of your up to 60% savings. Never pay box office price again. Go to scorebig.com and use our code, TMOS. And we thank you in advance for that. So, congratulations on the
thank
dog.
Thank you. Yeah. It feels so right to have him in the house.
Cute
and
dog.
This morning, I woke up, and he's got his bed by our bed, and... He slept through the night, and just when you wake up and you look at him and he smiles, dogs
smile,
and he wags his tail, he's a good, good boy.
That's good stuff. In our next segment, we are going to be going out to the studio courtyard, and actually it's right out in front of the Manassas Studios, and we are going
to be... It's the Mike O'Meara grassy knoll.
I just want to get it over with.
It's going to be great. And you know what?
It's going to be great.
Don't be...
It's not when you live here.
Mike, it is great, and here's why. It was a dewy morning, and there was a sprinkling of rain. The chance of fire, minimum.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Everything's wet, that, including some of the people there.
Well, let's talk about two TV items. This is just a throwaway. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the AT&T Pebble Beach.
Now, that used to be the Crosby, right?
That used to be the Crosby.
Right.
And I'm noticing the lack of real celebrities there. I mean, they've got Bill Murray, who's there every year. And then you have, like, Ray Romano and Andy Garcia, the same. And what you do
how
is...
How about, what's his name? I can't think. George Lopez? Is he
I didn't see George Lopez.
Okay.
But what it is this is a television show, okay?
Right.
This is entertainment.
Unlike any other, yes.
And I think it's really cool that they have celebrities. And I don't care who the celebrities are. They got Coach Harbaugh. He's playing. Tony Romo's playing
Which
in
one?
The game. The losing one.
Oh, that's sad.
Which is kind of weird. You know, I know that if I'm
available.
A San Francisco 49ers fan and I see him at the AT&T Pebble, I'm going to go, hey, thanks. Hope you're having fun.
Yeah.
You know, I really would say that. Even though it is his right, he coached his team to the NFC Championship. And they almost won the Super Bowl.
He came in second.
But still, if I, PR with sports fans, just go on an island somewhere where nobody's going to pay attention to you.
Lay low for a while.
But what I noticed is, and this is just a note to CBS and the AT&T, and Jim Nantz, who probably never met a Republican with money that he didn't love.
Right.
But it really is, it's really, really, we used to have Jim Nantz on the show all the time.
Yeah.
Don loved him.
Mm-hmm.
We have these guys, and it's nice to see the celebrities that are at this tournament. But then you see like celebrities, and then there are three groups that come through with, and I realize if they're not famous people, like even low level celebrities like Chris O'Donnell, who's NCIS, he's got a TV show.
He played Robin.
It's got Josh DeMel, he's on a TV show, but it's still, it's these kind of guys.
Who
and
do
I'm
you
like,
want to see?
I'd like to see less, it doesn't have to be great players as much as show me some
like
real celebrities.
What if Jay-Z was there?
Just real celebrities.
Yeah, real
More,
celebrity.
Or every,
big name.
Every pro should have a real celebrity. It should be somebody who you enjoy watching on television.
Okay.
and can play golf.
So they're half-assing it. They need to go all the way.
No, what they're doing is it's not just the celebrity. It's the rich guys.
Oh,
so you've got this.
Because you can pay to play.
You know, there's Pete Kirk. He's the CEO of Money F. Everybody.
He's the guys who bought their way in.
And you know, and those. They always have them.
Right.
And I know that's probably a fundraiser, and they play. Yeah, sure. They pay hundreds of thousands to play, but it sucks.
Right.
And I see this guy. He's out of Medina Country Club, and he's got his cigar, and he's this white-haired little short guy that's got a two handicap. So I'm really glad you're getting all this TV. First of all, you're not a professional golfer.
It's not a draw,
and you're not a celebrity. So I'm watching that, going, well, it's really nice to watch the one percenters play golf with pros.
And you know why?
But I want to see Bill Murray, and I want to see other like famous people.
Bob
that's
Barker,
why.
Yeah, show.
Anybody like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know why that happens, Mike? Because
CBS cares.
That's why.
It just was. It was. It seemed to
beautiful
be more
coverage, though.
Great
pictures.
Always
it's gorgeous.
Yeah. It really was. It's such a gorgeous place.
Clint Eastwood.
And incidentally, if you're a public links player and you want to go play there. You better save up because it is very, very expensive to play there. I had the luckiest break of my life when I was out on vacation in California, and I had a connection get me on in the first place. In order to go there and play, it's my understanding that you have to stay at the resort, which is not in my zip code.
Okay. Right.
And really, to play that course is not on my, that's expensive. They were what they call aerating the greens, so they were punching the greens, and I got to play it twice. Now there are holes
it's
on the green, so it's not going to roll.
It's not perfect.
But it's still being out there.
But lots of chances to get the ball in the hole. That
couple of things live up to their hype: Pebble Beach and New Orleans. I mean, I heard more people for 20 years of my life tell me you got to go there. You got to go there. You got if you're a passionate golfer like you are, you have to go. This is the shrine. And when I got out there, I went, oh my God, it's just
perfect,
as good
beautiful.
As they say. But I really want to see when I'm watching a tournament and it's a pro am. I want to see the Bill Murrays. I don't want to see.
Right.
Guys that I don't give a rat's ass about getting television time. It doesn't
make
sense.
It would be so great
if
you turned it on and saw like Lee Elder with Jackie Gleason. Wouldn't that be something?
Back in the good old days. Yeah. Phil Harris.
Well, not as he is now.
Yeah, straight down the middle.
Him either.
I just saw the final day yesterday of coverage.
Yeah.
And it was right before the Grammys, and I probably watched a couple hours worth, and I saw Clint Eastwood there in the broadcast booth.
Oh, God.
And
is he? I mean, really, isn't it time for him? He's time to go. Really, the way of Pope Benedict.
But he had the line.
What a douche.
Of the coverage I saw, where he said, "You know, I think Jim Nantz asked him. He goes, how did you discover this place? How did you find this place? Because he's the president or chancellor. Or
yeah,
whatever.
And he's been like the mayor of Carmel. Yeah. It's where he lives.
He's the chancellor.
And he's only out there because of where he lives.
Of the golf club or whatever it is. He's got some fancy title.
We gave you the Jim Nantz is there. Hey, Clint, we gave you the CBS jacket. Isn't that great? And Clint's like,
so. So Clint says.
Clint turns to an empty chair and says.
So Jim Nantz asks him. He goes, well, "How did you discover this place? Clearly, his roots there." And he says, "Well, I came here when I was younger. I just got out of the army." He goes, "If I ever had a buck, I'd move here."
Uh-huh.
That easy. Like not even like, "Hey, you know, I made a Hollywood film, Dirty Harry, and decided to come here and spend my money."
No, he's just Mr. Low Key.
Just like hello.
It's just like that's his rap, and it, you know, it was kind of
it was kind of
cool when he was in his 60s.
Uh-huh.
You know, now that he's getting to be 80, it's not as
not
cool.
As cute.
He's not 80 already.
When 80-year-olds are quiet like that, normally that means there's not something right.
Yeah,
I know.
And I worry about. I'm not sure I'd want to meet him.
So beautiful though. It's fun to watch that. But that's my point. It's like if you want to, you know, in this, I understand that we have these amateurs play in this thing, but I think amateur tournaments should be, you know, not the things we see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
The celebrities are the people.
Right.
That's what I like about it.
It should be a full bore celebrity tournament.
And Bill Murray with that mustache that goes under, you know, the whole
it's for a
1800,
movie, right?
It looks great, whatever it is for. It's very, very
cool.
Was
Jeff Ross playing?
Now, see, now I'm watching. That would be great.
Yeah.
I'd love to have low-level comedians down there. It'd be fun, making fun of people.
Then
it was CBS again, onto the Grammys last night. Eesh.
Yeah.
Carl and I play a wonderful drinking game. I have a guaranteed drinking game that will get you obliterated within 15 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating here. Play the how many times will LL Cool J lick his lips game.
Oh, that's a good game.
That happen. Yeah.
Carla hit me to this, and we counted in the first minute 7 times.
Whoa.
Wow.
7 times. I'm LL Cool J. We want to welcome you to the Grammys. I'm very happy that you are here right now. There I am, LL Cool J. And am I running out of
Ging
time
makes
here?
Your lips dry.
All right, we will give you a complete rundown of the Grammys, saw a couple of movies as well, and then, of course, it's going to be out to the...
Yes.
God, the show's going too fast. Yes. We'll take a break, everybody. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Warby Parker.
Hey, Warby Parker.
Stop paying iPhone prices for prescription eyeglasses. Get better-looking glasses for a fraction of retail at Warby Parker. And really, if you could get wonderful, great glasses for $95, why would you pay $400?
Why?
Yeah, why?
It's logical. Go to warbyparker.com. Get your fashion-forward eyeglasses. We've all ordered glasses and sunglasses from Warby Parker. You should, too. Get your details at warbyparker.com and use that wonderful code again, TMOS. You can try up to 5 pairs. You get free shipping. Find the right pair for you, and they are wonderful, and they are fashion-forward.
Beautiful.
Better, in many cases, than the glasses you're going to see in the big retail stores. Go to warbyparker.com and get their anti-reflection coatings, their anti-glare technology, and the polycarbonate lenses. No extra cost to you.
Nope.
And free shipping. That's a huge deal.
Love
WarbyParker.com. Select your 5 favorites and do it today. A lot of people in our listening audience have done that, and we urge you to do the same thing at WarbyParker.com. Getting back to the Grammys, I really said that I think every other year the Grammys are phenomenal. I did not find the Grammy telecast in any way to be what it was the year before. Maybe it was because Adele was new, and you know, she was brand new and much hotter at that point. There were some new artists. I don't know, man. I think Fun is a great band, but Fun is not a band.
No. Overrated.
To carry the whole Grammys, and that's really all they had. You know,
yeah,
it was
right.
Really, it was frustrating.
Oh, you didn't like the Bob Marley?
Who doesn't like
I love
that?
The Bob.
That was
the
amazing.
Bruno Mars, Bob Marley tribute was probably,
Rihanna.
I don't care for Rihanna.
Oh,
I think Rihanna is vastly, do you really think she's amazing?
I think the size
of her forehead is
she
amazing.
She's gorgeous in my eyes, and Katy Perry looked awesome.
Yeah, she did.
Katy Perry did look awesome.
That cleavage was phenomenal.
You know that dress that they projected images to? I was hoping they were going to project images onto Rihanna's forehead.
I think what maybe a lot of... I react maybe like a lot of women do when I see Rihanna sitting next to the wife beater.
Oh, that's just weird.
In the, you know, and he is a very disturbed looking guy.
Yeah.
He, at one point, who won next to him? Somebody was standing up right next to him. It might have been Carrie Underwood. And granted, it's not their kind of music, but Carrie Underwood, I believe, was sitting next to Chris Brown and Rihanna, and won an award. And Chris Brown and Rihanna were doing this kind of
polite, not a big.
We're not. Well, everybody in back of them was standing up, and I went,
"Oh, that sucks."
I think I got it with those two. I think you're dealing with people that are really not quite right. They're just
something going on.
Whether it's the fame, whether it's the, and he's the bad boy, and she likes being the bad girl, and they still are too immature to figure out what they're doing with their lives. And I think she is talented. I think she's much better looking than she is talented. Okay. I really believe that. You know, I'm sorry. You get Alicia Keys up there on a stage, and I could listen to her.
Deal.
I could listen to her sing anything.
I mean,
really amazing.
But
talent.
I do think Carrie Underwood, when she did the Tennessee Waltz and the Carole King song,
that was Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, was that Kelly Clarkson?
Yes,
then?
That was Kelly Clarkson.
Then I apologize because she sounded fantastic.
Oh my God, that was another one of my
that is
my
dead
favorite.
On stuff right
but,
there.
But overall, here's the point. You have the Golden Globes, you have the Oscars, you have the Emmys, and you have hosts of those shows that are not only subjected to scrutiny, but if they have any mistake whatsoever, they are, you know, lambasted in the press for a week. It is literally, it can be career-threatening, the level of scrutiny that these people that host. Mm-hmm. Then, so someone explained to me why LL Cool J... is allowed to host a show where he gets up and reads a teleprompter for, and there is no shtick,
well,
and there is nothing.
Mike,
it sucks.
It's because the ladies love Cool James.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it
but
is.
But he reads so cool. He reads a teleprompter. He doesn't do a costume change through the whole thing. He has the same cap, and then he does a crap version of whatever he used to do at the end to do the finale of the show. He was horrible.
He has a great reputation in the community. He is respected. He is looked up to. He's held it together.
Right.
And I think the fact that he's
so is Condoleezza Rice. I don't want her
yeah,
to host the
part,
Grammys.
But she's not part of the music industry.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of my point is you want a level of entertainment, and hosts of award shows, which are traditionally self fellating.
Yes,
right,
I agree.
Are boring. Well, and so you want them, you bring in a host because you're congratulating yourself. Well, you bring in LL Cool J to read a teleprompter, and he's just doing more congratulating.
The
right.
Grammys,
it's ridiculous.
As they say on E, Mike, the Grammys has always been more about the performances. And so maybe they're relying on that and not the host.
Well, some of the performances were good. They weren't.
Give me your highlights.
Well, Mike, as they told you, the announcer says, stay tuned for another great Grammy moment. They were determining that they were great before they happened.
I don't know.
That pissed me off.
You know, I think what it is with me is I thought that the performances, there were some good, some not so good, uh-huh. But there was not a consistent. I've seen Grammy telecasts where I'd want to go out and buy the album
blown
the next
away.
Day mm-hmm. because there was such a.
That's what it should do.
When Elton John was singing with the red haired dude,
yeah.
Whoever. Oh God, that was so bad. Because Elton, I think maybe doesn't have his voice anymore.
No,
all,
he does not. He does
you know?
Not.
And it just the whole telecast
did
was
you
kind
like,
of laboring. I thought.
Did you like Jack White?
Who's Jack White?
Jack White was great.
I thought Jack White was amazing.
Which
last
one was
night.
He?
He's the guy that looks like Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, the one that's got the long,
long black hair.
Yeah. I think he's more show than he is music.
Mumford and Sons.
I like Mumford and Sons. I think Mumford and Sons rocks. I think they're. I like who's the one that played with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band? The Black Keys.
Right. Oh, you like the Black Keys?
The Black Keys. I'm
shocked.
Yeah. Why are you shocked at that?
Oh, because. I mean, the Black Keys are kind of like a douchey hipster band.
Yeah, I'm a douchey hipster. Like
I didn't know
exactly.
I don't even like them.
Black Keys was probably my favorite musical performance
really
of the
better
night.
Than
when
I
they
thought...
played with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
I thought from the showbiz aspect, I thought Justin Timberlake did a great job.
I've heard a lot of praise of that.
And you know what? I'm still not a tremendous fan of his music, but you can't deny his talent. It looked really great on television.
Well, you see what it is, Rob, is I'm not a big fan of the rap music.
Well, yeah.
Well, he was singing.
Singing?
But Jay-Z came up with him for a little bit.
And, so that ruined it for you?
It was really great until that urban gentleman.
That's not it. I'm not a rap music fan.
He was
fan.
Doing great
I
with
know.
A band and a tuxedo.
I know I'm traditionally white.
He came out of the crowd. Who was that guy?
Yeah, who was that? I thought he was being mugged.
There's some large African-American gentleman sitting next to Beyonce.
Beyonce.
And wow, was that terrific.
So
no,
wrong.
I
thought that was awesome.
What I first of all, I would have liked the whole telecast if there was less LL Cool J, or he attempted as something that was other than just a circle jerk, you know, where he's up there going, you know, it's just like, are you having a great time?
Yeah. I'm going to tweet.
God, goosing the crowd. He gets away with like stuff that, you know, why, what is the double standard where, you know, you've got Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, where if they screw up, they're going to be raked over the coals.
Right.
Ricky Gervais, David Letterman, you get these people that are screwed up. Whoopi Goldberg, get people that are scrutinized through all these years. And then you get a guy like LL Cool J who can just get up there and read a prompter and go,
the rules are different for the Grammys. Those are Emmys and Oscar hosts. And they just don't do that at the Grammys Awards. Like Rob said, it's supposed to be about the music.
Well, they said that there are 80 some Grammys awarded every year. They only telecast 10 awards.
Really?
Because it's all about performances.
Well, what was your favorite performance?
Mine was Jack White. I thought there was energy and excitement, and it was unlike anything we saw that night.
I know why you liked him. I know this. I know there is only one reason Rob liked him.
Why?
Because he wore an Elvis costume.
No, it's not that at all.
That's what you like. He wore an Elvis jacket and Elvis pants.
He actually has he tours with a band that's all women and a band that's all men, and he played with both
bands.
Now,
wait a minute. That lady playing the fiddle on the piano, sitting on the piano bench, was a woman?
Yeah.
I thought that was a man in drag.
No, that's a woman.
Really?
Yeah. I think Jack White might be a woman.
You didn't think that his female band looked like something out of American Horror Story?
Oh, I never said that.
I'm watching.
They were all scary. You didn't watch the show?
No, I did not.
What did you watch last night?
I watched The Walking Dead, which was on against...
Oh, the season premiere of The Walking Dead.
It's on against the Grammys, which was on against a two-hour Downton Abbey, which was on against Shameless. So it was a busy night for TV. Welcome to February.
That's a two-hour Downton Abbey?
Yes, there is. It awaits
my
you.
My Monday is complete.
It awaits you, my good man.
I was 10 minutes. I was 10 minutes into The Walking Dead before I realized it wasn't Jack White.
Hey! There you go. I think probably I like the Black Keys. That was favorite. I loved Kelly Clarkson's tribute to Patti Page and Carole King.
Yeah.
And other than that.
You want to hear a little of that? That's one of the few things.
Kelly Clarkson.
Her voice is so great.
Wow. Yes, I lost my little darling the night. Live.
Just great.
And perfect.
And she just takes it into. She's still performing like she's trying to win American Idol, and I like that.
It's the only time I told my kids to shut up.
Right.
Because I want to hear this. This is something that I know.
This is when she's doing the tribute to Carole King. Carole King.
With us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get that vibe that maybe she was dead because they were doing a tribute to her?
I think it was a Songwriter Hall of Fame induction, wasn't it? Or some sort of induction that they brought her up. You make me feel like a
natural woman. Nice. All right, have we now
Taylor Swift
in the great arena of preparedness?
Good. Yeah.
How prepared are we for the firecrackers?
Oh, we're ready.
How are we doing this?
You want me to do it now or right after?
I don't know.
I think we should do it now.
I think we should do it now. I think we should do it now. We will get to all the other things. It is
do you
time
have your
for
fire stick?
Our Chinese New Year celebration.
Mm-hmm. What could possibly
be? I'm talking about the mic. We're using that microphone? Let's turn his microphone on.
It's the year of the snake.
I'm a snake.
Really, yesterday we celebrated here in the district and around the world.
He's so happy right now.
But here at the Michael Mara Show, we'd like to celebrate when we can on a broadcast day, which would be the 11th, the day after the traditional Chinese New Year.
So I take it we don't have a dragon head?
Well, no, I tried.
I asked for a dragon's head. I could not acquire one. Apparently, they're a hot commodity these days.
Hot commodity.
Mike, you want to take the mic as
a Rob?
2 days after.
All right, we are outside of our living room studios.
I could kill the mic and have the best day ever.
It's a quiet time of day. Take my glasses off. We are.
It's a cultural celebration.
Does Buzz? Do you know anything about Chinese New Year?
I do a little bit. I know that this is the beginning of the year of the snake.
No, not outside. You're going to put them back in the bucket, right?
Yeah. But he didn't want them all in there.
All right, so what? What are you saying?
It's the year of the snake, and I am a snake because I was born in one of the snake years.
I'm a pig.
And this is
women have said that for years.
This is a Lunar New Year.
Really?
Yeah. Now, one of the characteristics of the snake is sexy, of course.
Now, hold on. Oscar, wait. We get showbiz. I know, but showbiz. We have to have the countdown. So how are you going to do this? Further away from the house, please.
Further away.
You might want to step away from this.
Well, all right. Well, I'm just gonna go back after you light them. So, are you gonna give us a three count?
Yes, I'm gonna give you a three count. One second, light it. Jeez.
All right, he's lighting the fuse right now, ladies and gentlemen. For happy Chinese New Year.
Thank you, Jason and Rhonda, for the firecrackers.
You need another lighter.
I had this lit.
All right, let me do it. All right, hold on.
Here we go. Get ready, America.
I sent Josh out there.
That'll help
with the camera.
Oh my God! What a fail!
I want to get a better lighter.
I bet
is scaring me.
I bet Buzz has a lighter.
I'm nervous about that.
We're going to need fire to start the fuse.
I don't.
It's very exciting.
See, it's the wind that's blowing it out.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's very gentle breeze, though, today, so it shouldn't be too bad.
I see the school bus going by right now.
I see.
I'm really glad that this school bus has passed.
We mustn't frighten the children.
All right, do you have another lighter? All right, you have to stand with your back to the wind like this. Here's the way you do it.
Mike's the expert.
All right, wait. Ready? All right, it's going. That's one more.
Do more.
No, we're going inside.
No, do more.
One more.
They're screaming for more.
More.
All right, here we go. One more.
More broadcasting. I'm not, right,
hold on.
Right, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Fantastic.
Right, take them in. Let's hide.
Hide.
That's it. Happy New Year, everybody.
That was great.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. That video, do not make that public. I'm in my underwear.
What?
Well, it looks like I'm in my underwear with my gym shorts.
No.
Yes. They'll say, this mentally unbalanced man.
How did it sound?
It sounded fantastic. It was very, very exciting. And you know what? This has been the best Chinese New Year ever.
It sure has.
And a new tradition is born.
All right, what am I going to do when the cops come to my house?
What are they going to do?
Can't prove.
They can't prove that we did anything with that pile of firecrackers on your coffee table.
Is there a problem, officer?
They can't prove anything with a recorded podcast.
Wait a minute. Why do I have this?
That everybody's sure. I still smell the sulfur a little bit.
Well, that's the ratings,
Mike.
Show. Yeah.
What a celebration.
That was great. I was hoping for a few more, but maybe next year.
Hey, do one more. I want to stay. I want to see how it sounds outside. Take the microphone outside.
Oh, Mike wants to hear it from here. See what it sounds like on the podcast.
Hey, Oscar, why don't you take two packs? Shakur, and twist the fuse together, and that way you can light two at once.
Good, and then we'll be done.
Yeah.
I think we're safe.
This is the grand finale. You know how, like, at the mall, when they do fireworks at the mall, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's always a pause right before the grand finale.
Right, yes.
That's where we are right now.
So Oscar's going to put two together.
That's right.
And Oscar, make sure you tell us what you're doing step by step.
That's right.
Now he's going outside.
By the way, the trash can was outside. Amazingly
you
adequate.
Smell that sulfur.
That's right.
Yeah, we thank Oscar for sacrificing his bathroom.
No, I want to experience it from in here.
Right. Sure. Walking out to the front. There are some looky-loos now from across the street.
Oh.
I can't hear you guys, but
I want to find
I'm
going to
continue giving my play-by-play.
Maybe it's some of your friendly
all right,
neighbors.
We're a safe distance, in my estimation, from the actual house.
Actual mileage may vary.
Two M80s together.
It's not an M80.
What do you mean M80s?
He's not doing M80s.
They're safely in here in a jar.
All right.
Everything's fine.
It's a much mild. I'll
three,
take them home.
And if I can get this lit, that's the trick here. No breeze, just flame. If I can get a flame going.
He's challenged with
this.
The
is great. This is
like, a great dance.
This is like an episode of Ocean's 14.
Just right. A light breeze.
Time to go.
Here we time
go.
To go.
Here we go. Yeah!
There we go.
Yeah.
That didn't sound like two.
No, it sounded like one. I think you better do two more.
Did they all go off?
Yes, they did.
Did they all go off, the two things?
Yes. We have more.
Maybe if we did three, it would sound bigger.
You want to do more?
Do three.
Okay.
Yay.
I mean, I'm just thinking, if I was the listener, that's
did
what I'd
want. Did
you
see how excited Oscar got when you gave him the green light for three?
Well, sure, it's fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the fireworks in Maine.
Yeah, well, those were
great. Oscar, who are the looky-loos?
There's somebody across the street.
Like a lady?
A lady.
We're screwed.
Yeah.
That's a police caller.
Right? A police caller, she is. Yeah. The police caller.
Cop caller.
Should we stop, Mike?
No.
Or should we do four?
No, no damn it, I'm entertaining.
It's Chinese New Year.
You
come
are,
on.
And you are.
Thank
we're
you.
We're now headed back
you,
outside to Safe Pyrotechnics. Yeah, all the fireworks did go off the last time. I'm going to give the mic to Josh. Mike, hold it to my mouth, if you don't mind.
When the police come.
The first time I've said that.
Ask them what they have against Chinese people.
And we are now going to light this. We have three.
You know, Mike, I'm also
off.
A pig.
Three.
Because we're 12 years apart.
Very good.
Get the wind out of my way.
It's going to be my year, man.
Yeah, I know it.
So he's doing three?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready.
Right.
Get ready for the fun.
Still trying to light.
Happy Chinese New Year, everybody.
Yes. Now, in 2 years, we'll want to celebrate. 2 hours, we'll want to celebrate again.
All right. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh.
So they go
right,
pretty quick.
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
And all right, now your neighbors are really out.
Are they really?
Yes. Hey, bring that bucket in here.
Yes.
Somebody.
No, don't bring the bucket in here. It'll smoke
put
out
it on
the
porch.
House.
Okay.
Throw it in
order.
The back.
Put it
on
the,
somewhere.
The sun porch.
All right. So, tell me about the neighbors. What do you mean the neighbors? Are really
your neighbor Richard.
Was he laughing?
He's now out. I didn't. No. No.
Go talk to Richard. Go outside.
No eye
and talk
contact.
To Richard.
No. He's across the street.
Okay.
And then the lady across the street, she's just looking out her door like she's about to get mugged.
Oh God! All right.
Well, in your neighborhood, Mike, it could have been gunfire.
No, stop it. Behaviors. I thought that no big deal.
Yeah, we're going to be all right
It's
here.
No big deal.
It's a few firecrackers.
I'm sure it's
fine. Over.
Let me just say on behalf of the Mike O'Mara Show, this was our special tribute to the Chinese.
Sure was.
In the year of the, what is it, the year
snake.
Of the pig?
The
year of
the
snake. And Buzz, how was your Chinese New Year dinner?
Oh, as always, Peking Gourmet came through just great. It was awesome. They really treated us
so
well.
So are you and Marshall looking forward to March 17th when you can go to Ireland's four provinces?
I don't know.
And of course,
that's kind of, you know, that is kind of an elderly move to go to for the Chinese New Year to go to a Chinese restaurant. Were there a lot of, now I mean this, be honest with me. Were there, what night did you go? Saturday?
Saturday evening.
Were there a number of elderly people there?
Not that I noticed. I mean, I didn't notice a disproportionate number.
All I know is when I had my Irish restaurant, O'Mara's Pub,
right?
The elderly would turn out on St. Patrick's Day at about 11 o'clock to have their corned beef and cabbage.
Well,
that
sure.
was the day that the
it's Chinese New Year. We must go to the Peking Gourmet Inn.
Wasn't that the day that all the handicap spots filled up early at your restaurant?
It was odd happenstance. We were taking a couple out to dinner this weekend, and it was only when we made the reservation that we found out it was Chinese New Year.
I had a little fantasy when I had that restaurant. We served shepherd's pie.
Yeah, love
shepherd's
that.
Pie,
love
a
that.
Traditional dish of, in many cases, lamb, mashed potatoes,
love
and
lamb.
Then minced, and I emphasize minced vegetables.
Yeah, tiny,
like
tiny,
carrots,
tiny.
And then you put peas. In there, but the other, but it's tiny minced carrots
right.
in there.
And
I remember the conversation with the blue haired woman who said, I like my chunks of vegetables larger.
No.
And I so wanted to go, no, traditionally, well, it's not even really an Irish dish, miss. And the vegetables are supposed to be missed.
The size
minced.
Of peas.
You incredible slut.
Yeah, oh,
I just I wanted
right.
to say that to her.
You
just
were
for fun, I wanted to
she
say
was
that
wrong.
To her.
Yeah.
So, really, let me just say on behalf of the entire crew,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to our Asian friends.
Happy Lunar New Year.
Can we do it again next year?
Next year we'll do it.
Bigger and better?
Yeah, bigger. Well, next year we get a better vessel. We'll see what happens today when the cops come.
Let's see where we're located next year.
Get a permit.
Let me look there.
Now the door's shut tight. Good. Good. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Oh, yeah.
You want to impress her? Do you really want to impress her?
You do, don't you?
I do.
You got to give her those giant soccer ball-sized strawberries dipped in fresh chocolate with anything you want on them. Anything.
Firecrackers?
Firecrackers, if you want. Now, you get white milk or dark chocolate with swizzles, nuts, or chocolate chips. Prices start at just $19.99, and you can double your berries with just $10 more. Save over 40% when you use the code TMOS at either 866-FRUIT-0 or when you click on the microphone at berries.com. That's berries.com. We love them.
Yeah.
You'll not only enjoy these by giving them to your special someone, but the whole family will love your oversized chocolate-dipped strawberries that are the best. There is no comparison to Sherry's Berries.
The best.
A limited-time offer, so get it now.
When?
Now.
Thank you.
Well, that was not that big a deal.
But it was fun. I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, I'm glad we lit the firecracker.
It was good. And I think it's a great nod to the Asian community.
Yeah. I like just a nod. Can you tell me exactly, just as best you can, was the house immediately to the left of the big White House?
To the right.
Don't worry, man.
Well, if you're looking out on the street.
If I'm looking out from your front porch.
Yes.
It was to the left. You're right.
So
left.
Immediately left.
Yes, immediately left.
I'm done. All right.
Done?
Yeah, I mean,
she looked and she was like, oh, maybe she thought it was the 4th of July.
Yeah,
she's
who knows?
The show's looking for a new home.
Time to open the audio vault for today, February 11th, Monday, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before we close the lid on Chinese New Year, I would like to play the fact, did you know that Celine Dion, who will never turn down a check, actually went and sang in Mandarin for Chinese New Year? She went to China to sing.
And is that the melody of the Star Spangled Banner? But
No, it's not.
Wait, she sang the lyrics in Mandarin?
Yeah, she sang in Mandarin. I actually have tape of it if you want to hear. You don't like Celine Dion that much.
I have an issue with, I don't like divas.
I think her voice is pretty good. This is Celine Dion in China. Wait, that's not her. No, that's not her.
Do you have another one?
I do.
Maybe my favorite?
I do. This is a Celine Dion singing in China.
Okay.
And this is for Chinese New Year. Year of the Snake, they say. Now, wait.
That sounds North Korean.
Yeah, that's not. I'm sorry. That's not right. Here's really Celine Dion singing in Mandarin. Just going to prove she can suck in any continent.
Let me listen. I have
brilliant.
I have a confession to make.
Yeah. Okay.
I kind of like Celine.
I love her.
Really? Now
I really do.
You're not just saying
I don't
that.
Like the person, but the talent
you
is
like,
just...
Okay,
oh, the talent is there.
Sure, you always
are. But you know what? I don't like when she talks.
And I think she's kind of, in her own little way, she's kind of... she's kind of like... trashy in her own way.
Really?
Like the way she dresses sometimes, like, it's a little silly, over the top, not really well thought out, and she doesn't need to be that way. But I mean, the instrument, my God, she's incredible.
She can sing. I don't like her either.
I just don't like fat people.
But Mandarin is such a hard language.
Right.
The fact that she can sing like that in it's amazing.
And, you know, but I think anything like that, she's probably might be memorizing the sounds as opposed to doing that. But really, just that sounded cool. And I like that sound. That's cool.
Yeah. Three days out from Valentine's Day, right?
Yes.
Right. And, you know, Valentine's. Right. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, Mrs. Scotto.
And CBS cares, and they're running this PSA again.
Want to do something special for your woman on Valentine's Day? Examine yourself for testicular cancer.
I saw this.
It's easily treated if detected early.
In front of her.
This Valentine's Day, why give a diamond when you can give the family jewels? CBS cares.
Remember, Mike. Yeah, always remember.
CBS cares.
That was during the Grammys.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. Like, it was, at least it wasn't your usual, you know.
Yeah. Are you trying to get back with the company?
No.
are you trying to get a gig with the company again?
Testicular cancer is a serious matter and not enough people talk about it.
Okay. True. All right. I'm sorry. So I thought it was a little silly.
I hate everything about CBS.
CBS radio ad that they had on there, too?
Carrie said, did you know about... I said... Know about it. They fired me. I know all about it.
Did you check out Channel 9 afterwards with our old friend Tommy McFly?
He was great.
Yeah.
CBS is still doing radio?
Tommy McFly.
You know what's really great?
Tommy McFly.
I like to see the
way to go. 19th in the ratings, and they call him a superstar.
I love the when people that are talented
excel. I guess the rule is if you're in the upper teens in the ratings, you're only fired. You're only fired if your name begins with an O.
Yeah,
I guess
that's the way. I guess everybody else. You know, the CBS news station can stay on for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they'll keep us for 6 months, but they'll keep that. You know what that is? That's one thing. That's money. Money. What you
and
got
not
now?
Like, not like how the junkies say money.
Ratings aren't starting to matter anymore. What it is really is just cheap talent.
Cost.
You can you can keep on and
overhead, low overhead.
I was looking at Tommy McFly, who's got his TV opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's sitting there, and he's on with good old Derek McGinty, who I went to school with.
Derek is great.
And he's got the other lady from WPGC down the hallway in Lanham.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like, how about you're a radio person? Say something funny.
No, what he chose.
Funny is leaving. Funny doesn't exist. Being funny doesn't matter locally anymore.
I think
being safe is what matters.
What Tommy said that was great, and he said, "What is your opinion of the Grammys tonight, Tommy Fly?" And he said, "It's all about fun."
I know. I'm like, come on.
I wanted to reach into my television set and snap.
Say something inappropriate, for God's sake.
Interesting.
Something.
You know, I saw EB and Cakes with Craig Lachlan and Joe Beninati, and they're up there. And yeah, there were some awkward moments there, but they're trying to be funny.
Right. Mm-hmm. Trying to entertain.
They're following at least the old playbook.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Do something that's fun. Yeah. Tommy McFly. Just up there. Well, it was great. How about that? Hey, that's why I wore a suit.
Ass.
Good luck to them.
Did you see the escaped condor? Like Dateline Bakersfield.
Really?
Did you see the escaped condor at the hockey game?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna like this.
No.
We can put this video on our YouTube.
Oh wow, we've got an escaped condor.
I believe it is the. It's a double A hockey team. I think it's the Bakersfield Condors.
That's right.
And they brought out a condor
during the anthem.
And it got away.
And it got away. Now here's the thing. One think of a condor as a very stately, majestic bird, but it slips on the ice. Attacks the team and goes into the tunnel into the locker room. So what have we learned here?
I can't wait to see this video.
Don't bring Tommy McFly onto Channel 9. Uh-huh. And don't bring a condor onto the ice. Now I apologize because these truly are double A hockey announcers, but the audio is nearly as good as what you see on the videotape. Okay. Here's a Bakersfield.
Oh, there he goes up on the bench. I love it. This is the greatest.
Oh
greatest
my season. Gosh.
The bird's going down.
He's down the tunnel. The bird's done. He's down the tunnel.
Going to locker room.
And that didn't exactly go as planned, but it's all good.
I'm glad you could get through.
That's
the
an announcer.
Exit
that's right.
Stage left for the bird.
The bird
at least he went down the right tunnel. It moves like a turkey.
Yes.
It's a big bird.
It has a swagger.
Yeah. And it's moving over towards the bench, and I could see the guys over there. They're kind of like, I'm not sure about this.
I don't think this is planned.
Oh. You know what? And that is okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
As much as I'll slam, pros though, they had fun with it.
Yeah, yeah. You got to.
And there's honesty there. That's what I like.
Now, if there was a star, you were talking about stars about the Pebble Beach.
Stars.
Would you take a life lesson advice from Christopher Walken?
No.
I might.
Because he offered, they said, what is one of your greatest life lessons? And here's what Christopher Walken offered. So if you want to do well in life.
Uh-huh. Okay. You know, from that standpoint, based on his amazing success as a film actor.
Right.
And being as unique as he is. Yes, I would
take
him.
Here's his advice to you, Mike O'Mara.
I think you could give me three lessons in life that I can take with me today that I really want.
They're pretty basic. You know, even in the limo, I buckle my seatbelt. Who do you know who puts when you get in the limo, nobody.
Nobody.
I do. I got that seatbelt on, you know, before the car moves.
So number one lesson in life is buckle up.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he says, Mike. Put your seatbelt on.
I love Chris Walken.
And if you've never done this, folks, Google on the YouTube, Christopher Walken making a baked chicken. It's fascinating.
Yes, right.
He has a great recipe. He puts a pear in it.
And he's just so much fun to listen to.
He's just fun to listen to talk.
Doesn't do any shtick at all.
No.
He's legitimately telling you how
just
to cook
himself.
A chicken, and it's fracturingly funny.
I can never, once it starts, I can't turn it off. And we close with Conan. Mike, did you know there's a new, were you cognizant of the fact that there is a new restaurant opening up to compete directly with Hooters? Hooters kind of had that market cornered for a long time.
Right? Really?
But they're going to be a competitive restaurant.
True. A new breast-themed restaurant chain is opening to compete with Hooters. Yeah. Yeah. When asked what kind of food they'll be serving, the CEO said, who cares?
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you very much. Rob, we will take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody, Boulder.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We did not get to the Ray Lewis statue that they're building in Baltimore. We did not get
It's an ice sculpture, isn't it?
We did not get to George Bush's bathroom self-portraits, which are phenomenal.
Yes.
And we didn't get to my movie reviews. I saw two over the weekend. We'll get to that tomorrow.
Good.
Without further ado, let's get the man in here himself, a man who celebrated Chinese New Year at the Peking Gourmet Inn, the only restaurant that gets more plugs than Jimmy's.
And ironically, they don't need the business.
We pay full price when we go there.
Yes, we do.
Always.
Here he is, Buzz Burbank, everybody.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Her Valentine's Gift Headquarters for Him, the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. Right now, save up to 75% on select watches, plus specials on electronics and sexy silk boxers.
Yeah, Mike. You're wearing some today.
Hi, Linus.
Save another 20% when you use your Amazon rewards card. You'll find men's outerwear, colognes, and so much more when you shop at the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon store. Visit and bookmark the Amazon page at MikeO'MaraShow.com today.
I hope he stopped barking.
Linus?
Yeah, he was not pleased when we left him.
That's not unusual for a dog doesn't want to be in the crate.
I do think as he goes on 10 weeks, it's the first time he's ever been alone. Mm-hmm. He's always been with other dogs or grown-ups. So he better get tough or I'm
so how long will he be by himself? About 5 hours?
No, total less than four.
Less than four. Yeah. Okay, he's fine.
A play date with him and Monty.
Yeah.
Unless Congress
he's called an appetizer.
For which one? Unless Congress does something.
Last word.
And that doesn't seem likely.
I just wanted to say something.
That's right. Well, it's good.
I just wanted to say something.
Unless Congress does something which doesn't seem likely, drastic budget cuts will kick in about 3 weeks. This was never supposed to happen. These budget cuts were scheduled and designed to be drastic to force lawmakers to agree on how to balance the budget. It isn't working. Lawmakers are still far apart, and now crap like this might happen. We could be facing a meat shortage, complete with higher prices in a supply and demand market. That's because if the budget cuts kick in, the White House says meat inspectors will be furloughed and packing plants are not allowed to ship out meat without an inspection sticker from the Department of Agriculture.
So the meat will rot?
I don't know what will happen to the meat, but we're hearing from the meat packing plants themselves that it could put some of them out of business, in fact.
Wow.
Weird. The president's primetime TV speech tomorrow night could be called the State of the Middle Class. Despite all the talk about guns, gay rights, and climate change, the president will talk about jobs, rebuilding our roads and bridges, and rebuilding the vanishing middle class.
You know where there's no meat shortage?
Why?
In my pants!
Thank you.
Look at you.
Mainstream. All real proud of yourselves now, aren't you?
He wrote it, I said it.
I saw that.
There you go.
Mainstream... State of the meat. Mainstream Republicans are also talking about putting new focus on the middle class. Rising Republican star Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, as we mentioned, will deliver the party's response.
He's so good.
He's Hispanic, Rob.
Not in my world, Mike.
But there'll be another Republican response from Tea Party star Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. But Paul says his speech isn't meant to divide his party, but to, quote, give an extra response.
Rand Paul scares me more than any American senator.
He's all over the road, the way I see it. Yeah.
He looks just so scary, and he's got that clump of fake hair.
Right.
I think it's fake hair. I'm not sure.
Can you buy it in clumps?
Is he? That's how they sell it at Costco. Is he your favorite guy named Rand?
Yeah, absolutely. No, McNally is still the number one.
Yeah, he's great too, yeah.
Right, absolutely.
Police in Southern California have now opened fire in two cases of mistaken identity during that intense manhunt for former officer and suspected killer Chris Dorner. Did we say intense?
My wife says to me over the weekend they have the chief of the LAPD. I forgot what the guy's name is, but he's on local news shows, national news shows, talking about this guy Dorner who's on the run. And the interview is over, and Carla says, "That guy scares me." I said, "Oh, Dorner?" He said, "No, the chief of the LA police."
Yeah. God, I guess
there's
so.
Something about that.
I saw that too. Yeah.
There's something. The mayor, the chief of police, everybody you talk
it's
to.
Like a movie.
This
it's
is
like a movie.
This is a murderer. Right? This is a murderer. Have you ever seen this kind of intensity with the fact that we're going to kill this guy? There's no way this guy is captured. It doesn't happen.
Probably not. No,
they're going to kill this guy.
I'm sure that's his expectation.
There's no excuse for what this.
No, I'm not justifying what he did.
No one is.
But I have always had a bad vibe about this guy. The way there's just so now. Listen, he killed police officers and the families of police.
And, yeah.
But it's almost like you know, that they want to kill this guy instead of
so
capture
bad.
Him.
The silencer?
They're so ready to open up on him. You know, they
you
see a car that's suspicious. They shred it with bullets.
But doesn't that weaken their position when you totally reveal your end game is that?
It's just, it's not like
no,
they're revealing
it. No, because he expects it.
It's, you know, if they just say, you know, there's no way this guy wants to turn himself in.
I don't know what it, and I could you could never put yourself in the shoes of police officers when they're going after a criminal like this. But they, like Mike said, they have shot at two different people.
Right, right.
And they're sitting there, and you think that, how long does it take to actually shoot somebody?
Yeah.
Don't you actually just surround them and then try to stop them?
Yeah.
Or, you know, hello?
It's that's the vibe I'm getting on it, mm-hmm. too, that they immediately open up. It's a very interesting story. I mean, this guy is, no, don't get me wrong, this guy is a psychopath.
Sure.
He has murdered people. I want to see him brought to justice, and I want to see him caught for the sake of the people out in California. Mm-hmm. But it's just a little weird,
something
the whole vibe
it.
From the LAPD. You know, it's like this unbelievable, you know, shoot to kill vibe that's coming out of there. Strange.
Well, Ed, did we say intense? Los Angeles now offering $1 million reward for information leading to Dorner's arrest. That announcement was followed almost immediately by a possible sighting of Dorner at a home improvement store, which was shut down last night as police moved in. He wasn't there.
Incidentally, should we point out this is also the LAPD?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, my money's on the guy getting away.
That's why we bring in the actors. Mike, actor Charlie Sheen is asking Dorner to contact him since Sheen got props in Dorner's bizarre manifesto. Quoting from that long document, Charlie Sheen, you're effing awesome. Sheen's response?
Christopher Dorner, this is Charlie Sheen. You mentioned me in your manifesto, so thank you for your kind words. I'm urging you to call me. Let's figure out together how to end this thing.
You know, it's funny. If you
look forward to
nice that he recorded that in his toilet.
If you, it's the same quality of that podcast he did.
Best work.
I listened to it before he said it was Charlie Sheen. I thought it was Marcus Serta. Hey, man. Doesn't it sound like Marcus?
Very
listen.
Similar. This is Charlie Sheen.
What do you think of the O'Mara show?
Hey, and Ori, I'm Marcus Serta.
Hey, it's Marcus. I got 10 feet of snow.
Thanks for having me by, guys.
Hey, you ever have snow?
I'm Marcus Serta. This is O'MaraCast.
I was on it this week.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was amazing.
Did you have a good time? He's a good guy.
An hour-long interview.
O'MaraCast.
Wow. Well, how much did Marcus talk?
No, I talked a lot, actually.
And did we say intense? Chris Dorner may be the first American to be subject to the country's new policy of using drones against its own citizens.
See, this whole thing's weird.
Without
to me.
Going through the courts or any kind of oversight, drones are being used to search for him, and this sets a precedent.
Hey, have you ever seen an unmanned aircraft?
I'm Marcus Serta.
Hey, welcome to America.
Now, as dangerous as Dorner or others might be, a lot of very smart people are very uncomfortable with this new policy. Now, a former defense secretary, Gates, has joined the ranks of those saying that a president should not have the power to order such drone strikes without any checks or balances. While the Northeast digs out from winter superstorm and Mississippi recovers from a tornado, a threat of thunderstorms has forced the cancellation of two of this evening's Mardi Gras parades. Police there are still searching for suspects in a parade shooting Saturday night that wounded four people, one of them critically. An 8-year-old boy in Riverside, California, found a gun, accidentally fired it through the floor, wounding the head of the man downstairs. The gun's owner now faces charges. In Spokane, two fifth-grade boys are charged with conspiracy to commit murder at their school using a gun and a knife they brought. And in Miami, thousands of people marched yesterday in remembrance of Trayvon Martin, a teenager shot to death a year ago this month. His alleged killer's trial is set for June. And finally, thank you, Florida, for the St. Petersburg couple that's gained national attention with their addiction to coffee enemas. Trina says she feels like she's finally living for the first time in years thanks to these treatments.
Wow.
Doctors say there is no upside to putting coffee in your downside. And in Sri Lanka, a man was busted for trying to smuggle a cell phone into prison through his rectum.
Oh.
The game was up when guards heard his ass ringing.
Oh.
Now that's a butt dial. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Well, Michael Landon did a lot of coffee enemas towards the end. I remember talking to Carson about it.
My sister had a friend of hers, this is 30 years ago,
yeah,
that used to do that, and she looked like the type.
Don't you get the caffeine buzz?
Yes.
Yeah, only right after you go to the toy tour.
Yes, of course.
Our show today was brought to you by Pro Flowers. She wants flowers. You know where to get them. Pro Flowers. Use our code TMOS. Go to 800-PRO-FLOWERS or get the website, ladies and gentlemen, proflowers.com, and use our code TMOS. You get great deals. And right now, two dozen roses, rainbow roses.
Oh, the best.
And a glass vase for just $29.99. You can't can't beat that. It comes right to the door. Mine are coming today. Early Valentine's for Mrs. O'Mara.
Smart.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so anyway, on the program tomorrow, I will tell you about my weird nightmare that actually made me wake up crying.
Ooh. Oh, no.
I literally woke up crying like a little baby. No, I didn't. It wasn't that I died.
Okay. It was I died.
I'd be laughing if that was the case.
We all would.
That's the way I look at it. Also, two movie reviews, and we will talk about George Bush's bathroom self-portraits.
Yay.
And may I just say, to the entire Asian community, happy, happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
And so far, the doorbell hasn't rung. That'll happen when you guys are all in your cars.
Yeah.
So if I'm here tomorrow, that'll be lucky. If I'm in cuffs, you'll know they took me away. So long. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
CBS Cares.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.